I mentioned the 60 days of activism for no violence against women and children begins today, but what does it really achieve? Many activists arguing that every year a 16-day-long campaign against violence against women and children is held, and each year it appears to be futile as more brutal murders and rapes make the headlines. And we see from the crime statistics exactly what that means. Let's speak now to Lebo Ramafoko, who is the Tekano Atlantic Fellowship Health Equity South Africa CEO and a gender activist. Lebo, thank you for your time today. The 16 days is launched today. Do you believe it's platitudes and a PR exercise, or does it achieve anything?
I think it's much more complex than that. I think it is a moment where we need to pause and reflect, because internationally we recognize that we need to all work towards the elimination of violence against women. And therefore, a moment that marks this international day and this days of activism is important. I do, however, agree with the sentiment that the way that we have dealt with it has been only talk shop and PR. And I understand where that sentiment comes from. But the 16 days were never meant to eradicate violence against women. I think that expectation is unrealistic. But certainly for me, when I think of all the brave women that have spoken up about their experiences, a whole lot of organizations that continue to work, even some of them without adequate support, I do believe that this is a moment that we can take to reflect a lot of the work that has been done. And I think we continue to see how patriarchy also responds to this day. And certainly, while it is triggering and while it is a moment where we don't understand why men like Bongeni Ngema get interviewed around this as people who are now championing gender-based violence, for me, even that is an opportunity for us to call out even the media on how they are supporting misogyny and patriarchy and gender-based violence. So for those reasons, for me, it's important.
Lebo, we saw a government launching a plan to fight gender-based violence. They've been speaking about that this week as well. In your opinion, is enough being done from the top, from the leaders of the country, in terms of fighting gender-based violence?
Well, I mean, I think there is so many things that needs to be done that, you know, for me, the different plans must also be followed by concrete actions. And you will realize that we are at a place where we are with plans because 2 years ago in August, women asked the president via the total shutdown and had 24 demands. That is what led us to where we are at. So I am saying we are seeing plans that are being launched. Unfortunately, some of these plans, and when you then say what is the action that is going to follow up, that is where, as they say, the devil of the detail is in. So I'm very skeptical in applauding the plans, although I want the plans to be put in place, because the plans result as a result of the activism by many organizations and many activists. But just because we've got a plan doesn't mean that the lives of women are going to change. So we want action that follows the plan.
Lebo, I want to ask you about something a little bit different, but that I'd like your opinion on. Scotland became the first country in the world yesterday to provide free and universal access to period products after this four-year campaign. The Period Products Act was passed unanimously through its final stages last night. I just think it would be amazing to see something like that happen here. They tried in KwaZulu-Natal. That ended up with four government employees being arrested and 100 million rand disappearing through fraud. But how much of a difference would that make to women in South Africa?
A huge difference. In fact, just this morning, a friend was alerting me to it. A huge difference. And that is where you see a government that leads, but also a government that does not only lead civil society, but it leads big business. Because even in the project in KwaZulu-Natal, it was a parallel structure. It was government saying we will produce our own pads. We have not yet had a discussion with business to be saying, how are we going to work with you to make sure that you supply sanitary towels free for women? We have been advocating for the tax on sanitary towels to be removed, let alone them being provided for free. And the government of Scotland shows you what an effective pro-women, pro-gender, pro-feminism government can do. And those are the kind of shifts that we want to see in our government. You know, you laud countries like Scotland and you say, okay, put your decision-making, put your money where your mouth is, because that is how we will then see that government is making concrete actions that can basically have an amazing change in the lives of women.
Amazing. Lebo Ramafoko, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it would be incredible to see the South African government try and take action like this and do something practical that has a real impact on women. Lebo Ramafoko, thank you so much for your time today.